KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Ventura. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Graham, take the acoustic down in the wedge. Now, Coffin Boys will leave the room for this one.
Hey, obviously expectorating.
Was that Radiohead or was that angels singing?
Please tell me that sounded right.
Or birds in nature. Oh, that's funny. At the end of that song, he just said, did that sound okay? Uh-huh. Could you imagine Tom York asking you, hey, I just did that whole performance. Did that sound okay? That is Radiohead. That is Live from the Basement, which they did in London. I believe that was 2011, and it is 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Jason Friday, you're back.
I am
we
here.
Survived, we survived California Public Radio Day. I barely survived. I got to be honest.
Oh, my gosh.
Just we've had some things going on in other things on life that have really thrown a little... A little wrench in our plans.
A little one.
Thank you, criminals, is all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Criminals, karma's going to get you. Yep. Should have played Karma Police.
No.
That is a good one.
Ooh.
Okay, so it's Friday on a Friday.
Yep.
We'll be teasing next week's 88.5 album dive a little bit later in the hour. It's a pretty cool band from Ireland. That's all I'll say about that. What else? Another new song from Katie Gavin.
Love it.
We love her. She's from Muna, but she has a solo record. Haley Hendricks, who we might see perform in Portland.
Oh, yeah.
But Haley's actually also coming to Los Angeles, and we're going to have details on how you can win tickets to see Haley Hendricks. But her song, her new song, is coming up. That's later in the hour. These are teases, everybody. In radio, it's called a tease. It's called appointment setting. So get your phone out and make an appointment.
Yeah.
That's all coming up. Right now, though, I thought it'd be fun. We did premiere this yesterday. Brand new Blondshell. We're huge Blondshell fans and super excited.
So good.
To play this new song, which is called What's Fair.
Woo!
And when it comes to criminals, nothing's fair.
Nothing.
Just so you know.
Zero.
It's Friday on a Friday. Music sounds better on a
Friday.
It's Blondshell on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I think that you'd be proud of who. Like to-
I think it's a good time in the day where I could use an energy drink. Did you bring any? No.
Again, no.
Arcade Fire, it's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
It is Friday on a Friday. I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour for Friday on a Friday. We just play some good tunes to lead you into the weekend.
You know, that is so true. It guides you. It doesn't lead. It guides.
You know what's really weird?
Yeah.
Next weekend, am I right, is Labor Day weekend.
No.
Like
hold
the
on.
Summer is over.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And someone may have stolen our paddle boards. We're going to need new paddle boards. How rude.
Oh,
how rude
God.
For someone to steal our paddle boards.
I know. You know, sometimes you just got to laugh it off because anger and sadness is much more painful.
That is the truth.
Yep.
Let's get to some new music.
Okay.
So local music spotlight artist is Katie Gavin from Muna, who has a new solo record. And this is the second song off it. Now, I'm going to say Hugs, Not Drugs.
Okay.
Some of these songs we're about to play happen to have the word drugs in them.
Oh.
But that doesn't mean you have to do them. Drugs could mean, it could be a metaphor for something else in life. Like exercise is a drug. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So Katie Gavin has a new song. Totally love her. It's called Casual Drug Use. We're going to throw it on the radio. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Hello, this is Aaron Lee Tastian. Support public radio in Southern California by making a donation at thesocalsound.org.
Woke up face down in the rug.
I did the drugs till the drugs did me.
Passed out into your hot tub.
I did the drugs till the drugs did me.
Dirty feet, long greasy hair.
Jesus Christ goes heroin chic. Checking the mail in my underwear and singing her name cause I couldn't speak. Used to cut such crooked lines.
I did the drugs till the drugs did me.
In a Republican state of mind.
I did the drugs till the drugs did me.
Shock and awe in the mirror. There he goes, there he goes again. Whiter than an Irish spirit. Everybody's best invisible friend. Psychoactive and taken captive.
I did the drugs till the drugs did me.
Had no sheets upon my mattress.
I did the drugs till the drugs did me.
I did the drugs till the drugs did me. With a fallen angel. Took me for all that I thought I had. I saw love, but imagined danger. Ready to die just for a laugh. It's a miracle I'm still alive.
I did the drugs till the drugs did me.
Send shivers up my crooked spine.
And I want you. And
just played Nine Inch Nails. Who knew? You have a very cool Nine Inch Nails poster. Do you remember what show that was from?
Yeah, it was up in Bakersfield. It was a one-off show, I think. It was phenomenal. I don't think I'd ever seen them up until that point, and it blew my mind.
So we played Perfect Drug. We also had Aaron Lee Tajdjian, who came by for a SoCal Sound Session. So that was a live performance of The Drugs Did Me, which was very fun. A little sing-along. And then Katie Gavin and Casual Drug Use off her new album, What a Relief, which is on Satisfactory label, which is Phoebe Bridgers' label. So it's like a connection to Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh, my God.
Because Katie Gavin's from Muna, but this is her solo
record. Oh, right. Okay, fine. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Coming up in the next set. So we like to tease my 88.5 album dive for next week. This is a band. Now, this is shocking news. We don't actually know every single band that's out there in the world.
Wait, what?
I know, it's weird.
No.
So sometimes we discover them a little bit later, but this is an Irish four-piece called New Dad, and they have a new record that they say their music is kind of like dream pop shoegaze.
Oh, what?
And the name of their album happens to mean dog. The name of it is Madra. It means dog in Irish Gaelic.
What? I know that's so close to Madre, but Madra.
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 Yeah, so a new song from New Dad is on the way as we get back to the music.
Faster.
What's up? It's Biba Doobie. I'm this month's artist in residence on the SoCal Sound. I'm going to guest DJ each week, play songs I love, and share a story or two. Join me this Saturday night at 6 p.m. only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Artist in residence. Saturday nights at 6. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Support for 88.5 The SoCal Sound is provided by Hoag's Jeffrey M. Carlton Heart and Vascular Institute. Unparalleled expertise, world-class care. More information is available at hoag.org. That's hoag.org.
The Fray is back, and thanks to our friends at the Bellwether, the SoCal Sound has tickets to see The Fray live on October 10th. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at thebellweatherla.com. The Fray, The Bellwether, October 10th.
Support comes from Front Wave Arena, presenting Cake. Coming to rock the stage at Front Wave Arena's grand opening concert Saturday, October 5th, with hits including Short Skirt Long Jacket, Never There, and The Distance. At Front Wave, experiences include unique views and amenities. Cake is live on Saturday, October 5th at Oceanside's brand new Front Wave Arena. Tickets and more info on live sports and entertainment is at frontwavearena.com.
Because he's going the distance.
The following is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
At the SoCal Sound, we're in a bizarre love triangle with you, us, and this brand new tune.
You said you love me, but you said
That is new music from the band New Dad from Ireland. The song is Sickly Sweet. The album is Madra. We're going to do an 88.5 album dive into that whole record, which is so good. Can't wait for you guys to hear it. So here's some tracks off that. Each weekday, all next week, just after 12 noon, my 88.5 album dive, Jace.
I am so excited about that.
Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour for Friday and a Friday. I've always been a fan of Haley Hendricks. Now, she spells her name a little weird, the Hendricks. It's H-E-Y-N-D-E-R-I-C-K-X.
It's like Hayne Derricks.
Hayne Derricks. It's Haley Hayne Derricks.
Hayne Derricks.
So, Haley, first of all, we are supposed to be going to Portland. We might see her live there, but she's playing the, did I pronounce this right? Aratani Theater in San Pedro.
I believe so, yeah.
I'm having a pronunciation issue. But there's a chance for you to see Haley in concert, concert tickets. The show is October 4th. If you would like to get in on this drawing, all you do is you go to the SoCalSound.org, you click on the win tickets button, you can put your name in the drawing. You have till Sunday night. So try and score these tickets. It's going to be a great show.
Oh my God, that will be amazing.
We have a brand new song from Haley Hendricks right now. This is called Seed of a Seed, and it's on the radio. Jace.
Whoa.
It's Friday on a Friday. Music sounds better on a Friday. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
a Jason Friday curation right there. That is the Get Up Kids covering The Cure. You're a very big fan of that band, huh?
Their first record when it came out, I think it was 98 or 9. It was something else. It was amazing.
What do you mean it was something else?
It was something else, meaning like their style of music and the passion in the way that they sang. And it was kind of different. It didn't really follow suit of certain styles that were like cool underground. And these guys came in and were just, it was ridiculous. It was amazing. And then when this album came out, I think 2001, and I heard that song, I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's super fun. They're covering Close to Me from The Cure. That is the Get Up Kids.
Yes.
So this weekend, we love going to concerts. One of our favorite venues is the Hollywood Bowl. Mount Joy and local natives will be playing on Sunday.
Oh, goodness.
We'll be picnicking and having a great time. It'll be so fantastic, Chase. But we love both bands, really, Local Natives and Mount Joy. You know, one of my favorite records that just came out this year is a live record from Mount Joy. Live from the Salt Shed in Chicago, which sadly I didn't even know was a huge, like a cool venue in Chicago. Haven't gone to many, I guess I've not really gone to any shows in Chicago. Been there a few times. Sounds like a really fun venue. They're so great live. So we've seen them already. Can't wait to see them again on Sunday at the Hollywood Bowl. So let's get into some live Mount Joy right now, and we'll do a little live Local Natives right after that.
Oh, my gracious.
It's a special radio program.
Whoa.
It's called Friday and a Friday. It's on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Namorado, você é perfeito. Eu quero você muito mais than any language could describe. Esse namorado e se chamar. Oh,
Local Natives, live from No Vacancy, a special members-only event for the SoCal Sound. That's the song NYE. Super fun, performed live on the porch, as we did. Jason Friday and myself, Julie Slater, we performed at No Vacancy. Gosh, is that a year ago over the summer? More than a year ago.
It was literally last June.
Yeah, super fun, though. Local Natives. By the way, so Local Natives, and I played some live Mount Joy before that, both bands playing the Hollywood Bowl on Sunday. And I have to say, I don't know for sure when it will be the last show, but Kelsey, one of the co-founders of Local Natives, is leaving the band. But he's my understanding is he's finishing out the tour. Who knows if this Sunday is his last show with the band? I don't know for sure.
Boy, I don't either. But I remember kind of reading up on something about that, and it's sad. I get it. Cool, you want to do solo stuff, but come on. Co-founder?
Well, I mean, everyone's got their own thing, right?
I know.
That's why it's always amazing to me that bands like U2 are still together for so decades.
Oh, my God.
Like 40, 50 years.
Rolling
I don't even
Stones
know how
do?
That even works out.
I
like,
know.
How can you even like people for that long? You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah, I do.
We are about to wrap up our program, so we won't be paddleboarding this weekend because criminals stole our paddleboards.
That's right.
And we'd like to say, hey, criminals, you're really cool. And I'm sorry to say that there are people out there who steal your things.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Yep. I know. It's very sad. It's heartbreaking. I don't care for it, but, you know.
But hey, we move on, man.
That's right.
We move on because we're good. We're good people.
Yeah.
And karma police.
Karma police.
So anyway, enjoy yourself this weekend.
Yes.
Have a good time. We did just mention U2. They announced, so they did those shows at the Sphere. Now they've got a concert film. It's called VU2, an immersive concert film at the Sphere. This is kind of nice. Maybe people who couldn't afford $800 tickets to go to the Sphere, you can watch the film. It's just as cool. Watch the film.
I will say, I remember when that the huge screen came out, the IMAX, I guess is what it was called back then, and you'd watch these documentaries on this screen, and it would be like you're just enthralled in it. So I think
you can imagine how a YouTube immersive concert will be.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's directed by a couple people, one of those being The Edge. The Edge getting all creative.
Whoa, edgy.
Look at him.
Edgy.
Not just playing the guitar. Okay, Mr. Matt Pinfield is coming up next. It has really been a week, and so I'm ready to relax. I hope you'll spend some time relaxing as well. I just thought, let's wax nostalgic. Matt Pinfield was just talking about he went to his first show at Red Rocks. He saw Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, and I thought, OG it. Let's OG it.
We are OG.
I'm just going to play some U2. I was going to play I thought I pulled a track from Live at Red Rocks, but this is a great version of the song anyway. 11 o'clock TikTok. It's cold outside. It gets so hot in here. Until next time, my pretties. Music sounds better on a Friday. Maybe it's because we're here.
That's probably true.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.